This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Americans across the nation are struggling with brutal weather. In the Northwest, it's heat. Four people have died in Oregon, maybe because of the heat, say officials. It's going to be 110 degrees today in Yakima, Washington. Noelle Russell and Daniel Petrie live in Seattle, where it's been considerably cooler, in the 90s.
We come from Phoenix originally, so, you know, 115, 120 is not...
This is nice.
This is really nice. You got a nice breeze here. Water's nice.
Thousands of miles away in Kentucky, heavy rain and flooding have killed at least 8 people. Governor Andy Beshear calls it
one of the worst, most devastating flooding events in Kentucky's history.
Ukraine and Russia are pointing fingers at each other in an attack that is said to have killed Ukrainian POWs.
Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of shelling a prison in a separatist eastern region that reportedly killed dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war who were captured after the fall of Mariupol in May. Russia says Ukraine used U.S.-supplied HIMARS multiple rocket launchers in the attack on the prison in Olenivka in the Russian-controlled Donetsk region, while the Ukrainian military has denied a rocket or artillery strike on the camp, insisting it wasn't shelling civilian areas and only strikes Russian military targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Moscow says this morning it's open to talking to the U.S. about a possible prisoner swap involving American basketball star Brittany Griner. A bill up for a final vote in West Virginia's Senate could make that state the first to pass new legislation restricting access to abortions. Senators are set to meet this afternoon. If the bill passes, it would head to the Republican governor, who has signaled he favors a statewide ban. This is AP News. The Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Postal Service officials say they've opened an election mail division as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the midterm election. Election and Governmental Mail Services is a permanent division dedicated to dealing with election matters instead of handling issues one at a time as in the past. There will be election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise. The Postal Service is moving forward after being dogged by backlogs and questions ahead of the 2020 presidential election, which more than 135 million ballots were delivered to and from voters. Norman Hall, Washington.
ExxonMobil brought in a record in net income during the second quarter, a period in which Americans struggled with high prices at the pump. Revenue skyrocketed to $115 billion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.